hot that girl is.
But I'm saying, yeah, she is hot.
Pakistani, perhaps?
Maybe, something like that.
Guess the
very
race.
Very exotic.
Can we pitch a show? Let's just make a show where
Guess the Race?
No, where we videotape ourselves pitching Guess the Race to networks. Only yes. to NBC, CBS, ABC. It's a 3-episode show, and it's just us trying to convince a straight down the middle of a network that we can do, let's guess that race.
We go based solely on one thing, looks, walk, and food, and the way they eat. I love that idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Podcast. I'm Ari Shaffir. This is attempt number 4. If I had 2 cameras, I could just edit. I could be like, hey, use that first part, change the second part. But I don't have 2 cameras. I actually do have 2 cameras, and I have an editor that I pay a lot of money to. Money I can't fully afford. I spent half my fucking money on the special. I'm still paying an editor, and I only set up 1 fucking camera. At some point, Ari, you got to say, maybe it's you. Maybe it's you are the reason you're right in the middle instead of on top or below. Your talent's gotten you here to the middle. A little bit of work ethic will get you to the top. A little bit of fucking less coattail riding will get you to the bottom. So actually, I'm pretty fine where I am. And where I am right now is introducing this episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Podcast with our old friend Big J Okerson. It's a weird episode, you guys. It's a very weird episode. Me and Big J are going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, on September 21st, doing a co-headlining show at Wise Guys Comedy Club. 2 shows, 1 night only. Get tickets now at AriShaffir.com. I've also got Philadelphia, Portland, Dallas on the schedule for October, November, December. The reason I'm going to Las Vegas with Big J is because we're scouting the location for his next special that I am helping put together. Finally getting the chance to help a guy make a special, and I couldn't have found a better person to do it with than my friend and one of the best comics in the world, Big J Okerson, will be in Las Vegas. And he's on the episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank this week. Today, it'll be out. Oh, this is it right now. Let me tell you what I did. What a fucking fun trip. I went to Montana, just tubing, you guys. Oh my God, what fun it is. Have you ever been? Oh my God, it's fucking fun. I'm getting to the reason why I'm doing this. Because I got all over the place. What? Late 2019, I decided I'm going to put this podcast on YouTube. I'm finally going to enter it. Bert Kreischer told me, he's like, Ari, if you go on YouTube, this fucking podcast is going to launch. Barely anybody's on YouTube. And then I decided to do it. And right when I was setting it up, I rented a studio that I couldn't afford, a second apartment in New York. And I built all these areas. I could do different things. Yoga with Ari, where I became the leading yogi on the internet. A round table that I used 3 times. A couch area that I used many, many times for Ari Shaffir's Skeptic. And fire escape that I use for a series that I call the Escape Tapes. I did 2 of them with Big J Okerson and Robert Kelly. And the reason I chose those 2 guys, obviously you might have guessed it, is to test the strength of the fire escape. I started with Big J, that worked out fine, and then I moved to Bobby Kelly, and that worked out, to both of our surprises, fine as well. The fire escape held, and the new series was born. And then a fucking bat fucked a goddamn, Indian guy in Tibet. And then they gave birth to a fucking mongoose or something. That mongoose became a scientist who worked for Fauci. And during his experiments on beagles, a new virus was born. And that shut everything down. And every single comedian finally stepped up and decided, it's time I do a fucking video podcast. So, where before I was going to succeed, instead, I continued to tread water. But that fucking failure is your success, because that's today's episode. And the reason I'm doing it today, after 2 fucking years, is because I went to fucking Montana. I went to the nature of Montana, where you can see endless. The skies are there. That you can tell why it's called Big Sky. You can tell the fucking mountains are behind you. Just nature galore. Grizz country, everybody. Grizz country. I went tubing. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than tubing. Than sitting with your fucking butt in the water, cold water on a hot day with a fucking refreshment in your hand, a Montucky, a cold snack on a hot day. What could be better? Not much. Not much at all. I'm going to talk more about this on my Patreon, patreon.com/AriShaffir. But Until then, it'll be out today. It's been too long since I've done one. It'll be out. It's already out. It's out. Congrats. It's out. Go to patreon.com/AriShaffir. But anyway, it was a blast. And I came right from there. I came from Austin, Texas. What a fucking trip to Austin, Texas. Me and Tom discussed Sober October and what the challenge should be. And we've narrowed it down to, instead of a contest, because Joe didn't want to fucking have a contest because he's too obsessive, which I get, but I don't want to do sobriety and I'm doing that. But we both decided if we don't do Sober October, Bert Kreischer is going to die. And we like him. All jokes aside, we do like Bert Kreischer. And he will be dead of alcohol poisoning, of long-term alcohol poisoning. Something must be done. He's fatter than ever. And so we're all going to sacrifice, me and Joe and Tom, we're going to sacrifice ourselves in our fun month of October so we can help our friend Bert in his path to continue succeeding and living his life and maybe see 60 years old. I don't see it happening, and I've made many wagers against it, but I'm still rooting for me to lose those wagers because we want Bert around. He's one of comedy's most precious children. The fact that he could get this far in comedy without being able to read is a testimony to how wild and fun this industry is. So we discussed it. We decided some sort of workout challenge. But sobriety is good too. Oh, and what better time for sobriety than right now? Because damn, dude. That Protect Our Parks was fucking wild. I've never seen Joe Rogan that drunk. I've known that guy for 20 plus years. And I've never seen him drunk. And I've drunk with him before. We've gone hard together on lots of drugs. Never have I seen the guy barf. Never. Because it's just like, why would you take on Shane Gillis? He literally drank me under the table. And then you're going fucking funnel for funnel with him? Drunk, dude. And then he made the mistake I made. You smoked weed while you're drinking that hard. Well, that cooler's fucking seeing its fucking run. Second time somebody's barfed into it. I don't know how he was sober on Kill Tony. Dude, that Austin trip was great. Any comic, if Rogan gets you out to Austin, what a fucking fun trip. First of all, flies you out. Nobody does this. He flies you out. You can do Kill Tony the night before or the night of on Monday. Fun podcast. You can be as drunk as you want or not. And then you do his podcast, which, by the way, has become quite big since having me on. Skeptic saying bump. Congrats, Joe Rogan. And then what do you do? Oh, you drink. He gives you a fucking fine Tabernacle cigar while you do it. Some fucking fake weed from Texas because weed's not legal there. But yeah, keep telling everybody to move there, even though fucking weed's not legal there. It's the fucking most basic human right you can find, just below water. But anyway, and then you do his comedy show. He gives you a fucking $1,000. He gives you $1,000 to do a fucking workout spot at a fucking bar room. It's wild. What a fun time. Everybody should be this generous. Nobody can. What's the difference? Oh, they don't have a fucking $100 million in the bank. Ow. Anyway, it was a great time. And then I went to Montana. And I had a fucking blast there. What have I forgotten to tell you guys? Oh, the fucking Yankees. I'll get into it later. If they don't fucking win the goddamn division, I don't know what is. Guys, fucking Shroom Fest is coming this weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We're going to have next week off for the podcast because we're going to be celebrating hard. We're not going to record one. Saturday, Sunday, and or Monday, wherever you are, take mushrooms. Find them whenever you can find them. Get your fucking boomers. Who fucking made this? This is great. Somebody made me a fucking, it looks like a Ziploc bag for mushrooms. I mean, it's not Judge's fault. He's the bright spot. But how do you have the best start in team history and then maybe not even make the fucking playoffs? Maybe not win the division. They'll make the playoffs. But if you don't win the division, dude, you're a wild card. That's fucking nuts. Sober October. I met Danny Brown for the first time. He did my new podcast called You Be Trippin'. It's available on Spotify right now. Go subscribe. You Be Trippin'. It's available on Spotify right now. It'll be available on Apple Podcasts probably next week if it's not already there. You Be Trippin'. Guys, I've already recorded 8 episodes. I love it. I love it. Kill Tony, I did. The fucking most important live show in 3 continents. We don't count Africa because their live shows don't get put up on YouTube. They have a special YouTube. Went to a fucking live music show. Man, it was fucking great. Let me do my dates really quickly. Philadelphia, October, let's say 20th through 22nd at Helium Comedy Club. All tickets are available at arishafir.com. Portland at Helium Comedy Club, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Dallas, oh, that's with Adrian Appalucci. Dallas at Hyenas Comedy Club, December 1st through the 3rd. That's with Reggie Conquest. Still got to get somebody for fucking Philadelphia. I'm looking for somebody from, I would like to take the fucking Are You Garbage guys, but they've gotten too big. Otherwise, I'd take them. I'd like to take somebody from Philly. I mean, their flight by a few minutes. This will all be on fucking Patreon. All this shit will be on Patreon. Could anyone actually tell their phones? No, that's a fucking bit idea. Smells. Dude, that tubing was so fucking fun. I just sat there and I drank those fucking Montuckies. Wore my Pit Viper glasses, the coolest sunglasses on planet Earth. That's right. Pit Vipers. You either get them from, I don't know, the Pit Viper store, or get them knockoffs at a fucking thrift stop. That's what I did. I got a fucking knockoff pair at the fucking sick, what's it called? Vintage place on 12th and B. I think East Village Vintage. I think that's what it's called. Oh, it's so good. And they had these fucking, and then Pit Viper's like, dude, you're wearing knockoffs of our glasses. I was like, I don't care. And they're like, let us send you some. So they did, pass them out at Mark Norman's bachelorette party. We had a great time. So Pit Vipers, guys, I'm telling you, either way, knockoffs are the real thing. Pit Vipers is the way to go. Not a paid sponsorship. Yeah, see, I'll give it up for fucking products I believe in. Pit Vipers, a fucking bucket hat, and a tube in Montana. What else could you want? God damn, it was fun. So I went from Montana straight back to New York City. That's my phone. That's going to be quite annoying. Sorry about that if you can hear that. It's going to ring like 7 or 8 times. I went from Montana with the wide open nature and the fucking mountains behind you and everything like that straight into New York. So I have like, what better time to show the nature of New York, the fire escape, the only place where you can see stuff. So me and Big J, we sat there September 21st. We'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wise guys, tickets at arishafir.com. Tickets for all show at arishafir.com. Oh, Two Comics, Two Cigars is out. We got a second one coming out on Friday with Joe List. We're smoking Cohibas. So from now on the each episode, I'll tell you what we're smoking on the next episode. But the first one with me and Bobby Kelly went great. Me and Joe List are in the next one. Two Cohibas. So get yourself a Cohiba. These are from Cuba. Let me see if I even can find them. I can. Let me see. Esplendidos. Esplendidos. Cohiba Esplendidos. That's what me and Joe List are smoking in honor of Habanos Eche in Cuba. You should not be holding this way, but that's what we're smoking. Cohiba Esplendidos. Habana, Cuba. Interesting. Huh? Cohiba Esplendidos, yeah. So I'm going to list what you got to get for the next episode. So this one is me and Joe List on Friday. Enjoy your weekend with us. Smoke a cigar with us. That's youtube.com/twocomics2cigars. Anyway, let's start this episode. Me and Big J sat in a fire escape. We shot the shit and we watched a sunset go. We watched a sunset happen all around us. Cool if you're watching on video. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to subscribe to You'll Be Trippin'. Or Apple Podcasts, then you'll fucking enjoy it too. We sat, we shot the shit, we looked at people passing by, and we fucking made fun of them and we enjoyed ourselves. It was a good decision for a series called Escape Tapes, and it never happened. Maybe I'll get back to it. If you liked it, maybe I'll get back to it. Don't forget, reach out to Big J. Oakerson. Tell him you enjoyed the episode. Reach out to Tom Segura, Joe Rogan, and Bert Kreischnop. Let them know that they're going to lose Sober October. But we still got to do it because we all want Bert Kreischer around. The greatest illiterate comedian in the history of, the last 10 years. That's it, you guys. Let's start the episode. Ari Shaffir Skepetsank, episode 484. I think I said everything that I have to. How long is that? 13. Shit. How did I go so long? That's crazy. I mean, these intros, I guess they're fun. Let me just see real quick if I said everything. Vegas with J, September 21st. You'll Be Trippin'. It's up on fucking what's it called right now. It'll be on youtube.com/AriShaffir with the video episodes. I'm so fucking excited about this one. You guys, it's going to be fucking great. All the fucking shit from the tubing that I got to say in the Patreon. Patreon.com/AriShaffir. Fire escapes and nature. Dude, it is interesting when you go from like the nature of Montana straight into New York City, or the beautiful city of Paris straight into New York City. You really, this city is fucking overwhelming. Protect our parks. I talked about that. Grizz game. I'll save that for the fucking Amazon vagabond. Okay. I'm going to buy that from my friend. You'd Be Trippin' just went up. Sober October, meeting Danny Brown, Kill Tony, the greatest fucking podcast on three continents, live music scene in Austin, fucking, anyway, I'm having a good time, you guys. I'm enjoying my life. Enjoy the rest of your summer and get ready for Sober October and all the other things. Let's start. Ari Shaffir Skeptic, episode 484. Escape Tapes with Big J Okerson, live from a fire escape in New York City. You should go to the YouTube on this one. It'll be interesting to you if you watch the YouTube on this one. With Big J Okerson. As again, reach out to him and tell him you enjoyed the episode. Like all my guests, fucking reach out, let him know you fucking had a good time, and thank him for doing it, and he'll be more likely to come back on this podcast over and over and over and over again. Follow Big J Okerson. I don't know, Big J Comedy or Big J Okerson on Instagram. One of those two. And that's it, guys. There's a link at the bottom. Wherever you're listening or watching, there's a link at the bottom for Big J stuff. Go ahead and reach out to him and tell him you had a good time. I can't wait to fucking make his special. God damn it, I'm excited about that. My special will be out in October. All right, let's start the episode. 484, Escape Tapes. It starts now.
Meet me on the fire escape. Meet me on the fire escape. Don't let me wait. I want to start up this plane. Meet me on the fire escape. Meet me on the fire escape.
The record, I don't know if this will work or not with the video, but we're trying our best. We got some surround. Here you go. Cool Coors Light.
A cold Coors of the mountain.
Because Bud Light doesn't pay me. So I'm going to drink. Remember that?
Yeah. So I'm going to have a nice cool Coors.
Coors.
A cool
Coors. I'm going to bed my wife.
Yeah. And drink a nice cool Coors.
It was such a slap in the face of Dana White, but Dana was like, oh, it's fine, man. You can insult Bud Light. It doesn't matter. Not really.
They don't pay me.
Yeah. So this is the first episode of this, Jay.
Ooh.
You can help me kind of format it a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm really thinking this is just for talking and making fun of people that we see on the street.
Sure.
You know?
I love that. And also you can look in windows, like our favorite pastime.
Yeah, I mean, if we ever caught somebody fucking, would be the key.
It's a lot. Also, you may have to do them a little more. The problem with the video is going to be the time you're going to see that's night.
Yeah. So, and we could do this at night too, but I'm not going to be showing anything
right
in those places.
No, of course not. No, that's then now we're talking illegal.
Illegal, yeah. Maybe, so, what are we talking
maybe
about?
Maybe looking's illegal. All I know.
Yeah, probably is.
I don't know what the rules are.
Is that what
are.
Peeping Tom means? No,
I
it can't
thought,
be that.
In my mind, Peeping Tom was like, if I climbed that tree to look in that window. I think if I look up at a window,
yeah,
and someone's fucking scrubbing their beanbag or.
Yeah, that's what you do with beanbags.
Trimming their puss.
Yeah.
But, I think it's fair game to look. I wouldn't do... If I was doing those things myself in front of a window...
Yeah.
It's because I want people to see.
Dude, I was thinking about it, and I was like...
Never fucked in front of an open window where I wasn't like, and let them see.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about... You know when you pass by a place like that where you're like, the apartment is on the street, you know?
Yeah, it's the garden apartment is a different, it's a bit of, that's where the issue becomes dicey because a garden apartment, you're a bit of a victim of circumstance.
Well, it's like, my question was, if you saw somebody fucking as you're passing by, could you don't know what's coming, could you stop yourself from looking?
No.
You couldn't?
No.
Me neither. It would be like.
No. I'd have to look.
Even if you're like, oh, even a part of you was like, don't. You would
and if
still
they
have
looked
look.
Up, but I said, I don't have the reckless abandon of like, if they looked up and were like, hey, what the fuck? Then I'd be like, whatever, dude. I would definitely have like, oh, God, God, sorry. Damn, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have looked in there. For sure. I would have, that's the reaction I would have. Of yeah. Like, I was like, oh, I should have been looking at you doing this.
Okay.
You
know I mean? Looking back, this is my fault, not yours.
I'm trying to wonder if somebody called me over, and it is fighting your instincts for sure. If somebody called you over, right, yeah. And they were like, dude, check this out. Drop the little mini camera in a, whatever, a Crunch Fitness bathroom, female locker room.
Yeah, okay.
And I just got a closed
cat. I think I know where you're going with this.
I have a closed circuit TV in my house. Like, come over and watch. I would have to. I think I wouldn't do it, but it would be the fight within myself to go. It's like, dude, it's not
yeah.
cool. I couldn't do that with the fappening.
I couldn't.
No, yeah. I think some I would people, do it, but I think say, I might say, hey, dude, you can't do that anymore. You gotta stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the most I could see myself.
Yeah, the Fappening had that thing where it was like when people pointed that out, I did feel a little like, ah, that is fucked up, I guess. That's like this stuff was hacked and stolen and put out there.
Yeah.
How are you? You're not right to look at it.
Yeah. Take a look at that guy. That's a census dude.
Oh, my God.
That's who knocked on my door.
They're going around heavy right now.
Yeah, he was trying to...
What do they do? Are they counting black people?
I guess so. They're trying to like put them in like camps or categories or something.
They keep making a big thing about black people doing the census.
Because they refuse?
I don't know. I don't know what the reason... I just think whenever I see a thing about the census only, yeah. It's usually that people are annoyed and don't like the census guy.
Right.
Just generally. From growing up, I remember that.
Black people probably related to like Jehovah's Witnesses.
Maybe. But like particularly now, anytime I see the word census come up,
yeah,
it seems to be like black people make sure like that you do get the census. Yeah. But again, I thought it's just a people counting, right?
I think black people thought the census was kind of like the power that in like remember the Overlook Hotel.
Sure.
The Shining.
Yeah,
he's got the census.
This boy got the census.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But do you know what I mean though? Whereas I think there's like a thing with the it's like it's now like. Maybe black people didn't want to be counted first, and I don't mean that in the sense of like counted as individuals. I mean, like, what do you need to know? Look, I've known black people. Sure, I know plenty of black people. No, I've also known, a million white people who don't do. It's a million's a bit of a stretch, but I know many white people who don't want to do TSA.
I'm on.
You are one of them. Is it all for the same reason? They're like, I'm not giving them my fingerprints and whatever like that. And it's just like. They got your fingerprint. I am willing to submit to a bit of like the obvious, like, what are you going to do, dude? You know what I mean? Like, I kind of stopped camp. I more now, I just have like the, oh, wow, look at that. I mentioned building a jungle gym out back of my house. And now there's commercials for jungle gyms all over my Facebook. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Okay. Like
the worst one of those was we were bleaching each other's assholes on Punch Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And all these commercials for bleach detergents started coming up. I'm like, one, you missed the point. And two, you're definitely spying on us because none of us have ever expressed interest in
laundry. You just got the word
laundry.
Bleach and went from there. That's great.
Yeah, those annoy me. But also, like, it's not so much for the ads that are, like, guided towards me. It's more for, oh, where'd you get that sweet carrying case for joints?
I think it was from you. It's my good friend Ari Shafir. If this isn't one you've given me, it's definitely one you suggested I get.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
But it might be.
At some point, he's just every time I go to LA, like pipe shop, I'm just like, do you have any solo packs? Tight packs? What is it called? Tight pack.
This one is called Tight Pack.
Tight pack. It's the best. Smell proof. Yeah, I think the ads aren't the problem. I think it's like, I don't know what else they're going to do with it. And for sure, somebody will use it for like not what I want them to.
Evil?
Yeah, evil. Or like, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm just
keep trying to believe there's not that kind of evil like in the powers that be.
For money?
No,
if
sure.
Somebody can make money off 100%. It by like.
No, I understand that. I know that. Yeah. But I'm just saying like, you know, even when you hear those things where it's like, well, they made money because they exterminated their own people and do whatever. Like, no.
Yeah.
That happens and they keep making new episodes of Fuller House. Like, that's my juvenile feel on those things.
Yeah.
Always that kind of thing. You know, when they're like. It's like, yeah, there's this terrible heinous in the world. It goes, oh, come on, but John Stamos is back and on TV's Fuller House.
Some things are great. Yeah.
But I always say, that, and I know everyone goes, it's the distraction, and maybe, but like the idea of that, like the world's falling apart. Like, is the new NBA 2K coming out? Like, it is, like on schedule? Okay, well, I mean.
Well, then, we're good.
I mean, like, is that happening and also terrible evil? I know it's naive and ridiculous, but do you know what I mean? It's like, I'll be up. All night, every night, freaking
well, that's
out.
The thing, too. It's like, how much?
What can I do to make it better for you, buddy?
No, it's good. I'm trying to listen. I'm gonna have to. I know what you can do. Stay right there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
While I go look at these, and hopefully, don't get caught peeping. Raise your hand up. Okay. I got it. I know where I am.
Shit.
What?
Now my phone's ringing.
Fuck that. Unless it's Joe DeRosa.
Who the hell could this be? No, we would have seen Joe DeRosa.
Yeah, we will see him on the ground. Yeah, I get what you're saying with that stuff.
Ugh.
Just tell your podcast, I'll call you right back. Yeah, there you go.
I will.
I get what you're saying with that. Also, like some part of me just wants to be like, I don't care, man. I'm not gonna make a difference. So my anger is not going to serve me in any way.
Right, right.
You know?
Podcasting with Ari.
Yeah.
Call ya back.
Oh, yeah. You can see for sure in that one. They got a fireplace. That's nice.
Oh, it's great.
Maybe decorative.
You can really see some shit.
Yeah, I mean, you can see in some places, but I know I should not be looking. Because whenever I see people across, like over there, like on their balcony, like smoking, I'm always like, don't look at me.
Oh, really?
But then,
Christine is, I mean, she's either hyper aware and hiding from our open windows.
Yeah.
After a shower or whatever, or just not thinking at all, where I'm like, hey, you got to pick what your feelings are on this. You're either giving these guys a gas show. Or you're fucking, or you're ups, or you don't want them to see you. You know what I mean?
It's like
I have a hard time with it being like both things on different times.
Well, it's neighbors, right?
Well, it's construction guys, technically, on that.
Oh. I mean, let them have a fucking thrill. Hey, everybody. It's Ari Shaffir, and it's a sponsor moment. And I got a new sponsor, and it's a fucking pipe. I just figured I'm just going to read this to you while I use their thing. Smoking cannabis doesn't have to hurt. For the coldest and smoothest cannabis smoking experience, you need a freezeable pipe, bubbler, bong, or dab rig from Freeze Pipe. That's the name of the sponsor, Freeze Pipe. So what I did is I got my own grinder. I used to sell these on the road, the Ari Shaffir grinder. Still works, fucking 10 years later. I'll keep reading this. The secret is freezeable glycerin chambers that come on every piece. Oh, yeah, in there. Wow, look how frozen it is. Pop one of these chambers in the freezer for 1 hour. That's what I did. That's what I did. For 1 hour. And as smoke passes through, it's instantly chilled by over 300 degrees. I bet that's Fahrenheit. Wow, it is cold. It is cold. Oh, it's cold. The result is bigger, smoother hit with zero chest or throat burn. I'll be the judge of that. Freeze Pipe. Cough less and enjoy an easier way to smoke cannabis with these unique and well-crafted glass pieces. Did I do it right? Damn, that is smooth. Damn, that is cold. Glycerin is non-toxic fatty gel commonly found in food and sweeteners. Okay, that's important. It freezes quicker than water and stays frozen longer. You may have tried putting ice in your bong before. I have. Damn, that is smooth. But having smoke pass through frozen glycerin chambers will change how you light up forever. Shop pipes, bubblers, bongs, dab rigs, and more at freezepipe.com. Use promo code Ari for 10% off. That's freezepipe.com. Wait, is it the Freeze Pipe or freezepipe.com? That's the it says the Freeze Pipe. Freezepipe.com. Remember, at the freezepipe.com, use promo code Ari for 10% off. That's the freezepipe.com. And code Ari for 10% off your entire order. Damn, dude. For real, that's a good smoke. Clouds. Sponsored by thefreezepipe.com. Now back to the episode. Damn, good pipe. At minimum, if even they don't renew, I got a free fucking sick pipe out of it. Nice. This shit's working out, stand up, you know? You get a free fucking pipe, free bong. Everybody should have a bong. I got a free one out of this fucking industry. Pretty cool, man. All I do is tell fucking really out there, on the fence, offensive jokes, and then I get a free fucking bong in the mail, and it tell you about it, how fucking good it is. A bong that I'm going to use. Fucking thefreezepipe.com. 10% off your order. Go back to the episode. Hi, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by YoKratom.com. Guys, do you know what Kratom is? Well, I did not. It's a drug, and it's somewhere in between weed and salvia. It gets you fucked up. I passed out on YoKratom. Not YoKratom. I passed out on Kratom once before YoKratom was around. I wish they were. I wish they had been around. because this seems like a better kratom than whatever the fuck I took. I mean, it's good though. Anything I tell you, it's going to sound overwhelming, but I'm telling you, it was good. I took too much of it, went over to the New York Comedy Club, and then had to tell somebody, like, can somebody go on? Because I'm about to pass the fuck out. I was with Mickey Gall at the time. He seemed like I was fine. I had a bomb set. He said he enjoyed it. And by bomb, I mean I bombed. I don't mean it was great. I mean I bombed. But Yo Kratom is home with a $60 kilo. That's right. For $60, you can get an entire kilo of Kratom. If you don't smoke Kratom, if you don't fucking drink Kratom, if you don't do Kratom, then fuck it. Who cares about this? It's nothing to do with you. But if you do, then why not go to YoKratom.com? You can also get it at fucking gas stations and truck stops in between when you're fucking some congressman, some anti-gay congressman blowing truckers out there. Well, when you're done with that, congressman, why don't you get yourself some Yo Kratom? And if not, if you're not a congressman who's deeply hiding his homosexual tendencies, well, then why don't you go to YoKratom.com and get yourself a kilo of the finest Kratom on planet Earth from YoKratom.com. Hi, everybody. Well, guess what? Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by 3chi.com. 3chi.com is the finest purveyors of Delta 8 THC products in the universe. They pair nicely with all of the drugs. You can smoke some of that fucking 3chi Delta 8 THC. You can take it in edible form, in gummies. That's the way I do it, mostly. They have vapes. It's great. 3chi.com. You get 5% off your order if you use promo code Ari at checkout. That's right. 5% off your order if you use code Ari at checkout. That's 3chi.com. If you don't know what Delta 8 THC is, well, then you're a fucking dork loser. It's weed, you guys. It'll get you fucked up. It's pretty much just weed. The differences are so slight. It is federally legal, so you can say you're not doing a drug, but you and I both know you're doing a fucking drug because it's a fucking THC, Delta 8 THC, but it can get you the same place. I say take the fucking gummies, get on a plane, and fucking have a blast. 3chi.com. That's number 3chi.com. Use promo code Ari at checkout and get 5% off your order. Thank you, 3chi.com, for making the finest THC that's not regular THC in America. Promo code Aria checkout. Let's get back to the episode.
I'll tell you what, I've watched those videos a bunch, and obviously I only want her to do it if she's comfortable with it, but I've tried to get Christine so many times.
To intentionally,
not to show the people outside the window, which same thing basically.
Yeah.
But I've always thought it was great, those videos, although when it goes bad, you feel it's very, how you see how dangerous it is, especially when they have nobody with them. The girls who like answer the door for the pizza guy, butt naked, and you see his fucking reaction of like, and I've said those things, I'm like, you don't understand. If you don't give a shit, you make this guy's whole week. He's telling that story of that fucking girl who answered with her pussy and everything just
absolutely
out. I go, it's such a cool fucking thing. Now, she never done it. And every time I mention it, she's always like, shut up. No, stop.
And I don't care.
I'm like,
as the man of the house, I'm telling you, I won't be mad.
No, but whatever reason, like, she's like,
Shirt off, at least.
She's choking on doing it, and that's fine. Like, if she doesn't want to do it, I don't want her to do it. I want her to do it. She thinks it's like fucking kind of fun. And
also, crazy. By the way, live vicariously, like you and I can't do that. We can't have our dick out with
right.
You know, it carries on these connotations of the meaning of that is like bad. But
and
she can.
The hypocrisy we'll never get into in this conversation, Ari.
Double standard.
Why can't I just answer? If I answer my dick out, I've just done a major assault.
I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm just trying to make you feel weird.
I'm just going like, isn't it? Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like you're. And I feel comfortable saying 99, a firm 99. I'm saying there's 0.99 chance that they that somebody would a guy would possibly go, whoa, what are you doing, lady? I'm a married guy, and I blah blah blah. There's
1% chance.
I think that one percent chance is even so far from like reality.
Even if they were a Christian, they'd be like, excuse me, and they would just leave.
And something in them, I feel at least still
right.
Is like, you know, is still going like, oh, that was,
I think a bigger, awesome. I think a bigger problem would be that Christine's flat chest might awaken thoughts of pedophilia in some of these people.
Look, she's more ass than tit. That's the Middle Eastern thing.
You think anyone with like Queen Sheba, like, we're like, man, a little flat chested. It's like, this is the hottest girl in the world. I'm like, for this part of the world. We haven't been to Brazil
taking
yet.
Taking apart hot chicks, no matter what. Yeah.
I love taking them down.
That's my favorite. I go, how do you deal with being a fat, ugly guy on all the women in the world who you would have loved to show you some attention, but don't?
Yeah.
Is that just within the realm of what you do? I do it on a Bonfire all the time.
when they go, look at this smoking hot. Because Soder's big. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Soder's a very good looking guy.
Yeah.
He gets it. You know, regular, just Dan's a guy that can pull chicks from like a bar, hot chicks from a
bar. Really?
I think so.
That's crazy.
He would say no, he can't. In his defense, he'd say no, he can't.
Has he ever? A chick he didn't know. He went out.
It's a question for
without
him,
knowing somebody and went home with someone that night they'd never met before.
I'll dig into that. Maybe. Yeah.
Because that means he can do it.
Yes, for sure. But he's like, but whatever his thing is, even if like with regularity, he will get a higher quality of like the world would say, like, whoa, that's a gorgeous chick.
Right.
Not chicks that I think are really hot for whatever reason I think that. Do you know what I mean? Just like the general consensus hot chick.
Yeah. An LA 7.
He will get that from his comedy easier than I will, depending, not even mattering.
No, from his face.
No, I'm saying doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's say we both equally do well.
Okay.
Let's say I do, I have a show that's like a little stronger than his on that particular night, right?
He'll probably get more than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Agreed.
And it's not a, Christ is so funny in this
it's
world.
Not a great brag,
it's so funny, this kind of comedy that like we have, like the thing where it's like, I'm not shitting on him for being handsome. That's what it sounds like. Because it is kind of this world. It's like, you know, we'd rather be the derelicts and the outliers.
Yeah. How hot that girl is.
But I'm saying, yeah, she is hot.
Pakistani, perhaps?
Maybe, something like that.
Guess the
race. Very exotic.
Can we pitch a show? Let's just make a show where
Guess the Race?
No, where we videotape ourselves pitching Guess the Race to networks. Only to NBC, CBS, ABC. It's a 3-episode show, and it's just trying to convince a straight down the middle of a network that we could do, let's guess that race.
We go based solely on one thing, looks, walk, and food, and the way they eat. And by the way, not like their food choices. I mean, like, the actual way they attack
like, we're getting them all eggs. Just like, how will they eat it?
How do you eat it?
Hungrily?
Are you going to grab a fistful of eggs? Are you going to try to slurp them off the plate?
I'm going to do it like this with it.
Yeah, I'm going to use a fork. Yeah. Are you going to try to use some sort of a wooden utensil? I love that idea. Just go meet with networks.
And then they'll be like, I'm not sure. I'm like, you're not hearing me. There's guest star potential here.
You go, all right, the show is called Guess the Race. And then right away they're going to be like, you're going to go, no, hear me out.
No, it's not what you think.
Don't say anything.
Because you're going to miss the best part. You're going to miss the best part.
You guys are going to harp on the name and you're not going to listen to the thing I'm saying.
It's not what you're thinking. We're going to guess the race.
Like, you tell them exactly what they're thinking.
They're like, yeah, that's what we're thinking. Like, whoa. So we're on the same board then.
Oh, okay. Well, so good. So I guess you guys take some time, knock it around, and give us a call when you're ready to do this thing.
Listen, National Broadcasting Station channel. We got other meetings. I'm just letting you know that right now. So if you're serious about this, we need a money number.
Listen, you can make an offer in the room, or you can trust that we're going to be around tomorrow when you come calling.
Yeah.
Or you can sleep on it and hope that we're around tomorrow when you wake up in the morning and realize you're about to walk away from the greatest thing that's ever
happened. How safe are your jobs, dude? 2 years from now, number one show in America, 2 years in a row. I don't know. I might not keep you on if you know what I'm saying, but it's up to you.
What's next? We talk about showrunners or what? Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, you're going to know where are we pitching this. Are we pitching this East Coast or West Coast? And I'm saying both. We can get a CBS pitch on East in New York and LA.
I agree, but I want West Coast so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I want those big open windows and those big tall buildings of a guy who's just wearing one of those shirts, the button-down shirt that has the different color on the sleeve and the arm. That's called something, I know.
Different color on the sleeve and the arm.
Not the sleeve and the arm. The collar and the wristband. And the wrist.
Yeah, so it's like striped to here.
But then it's white.
Or blue and then
stark
white.
Stark white.
Yeah, what is that?
Stark white collar. I want one of those guys wear suspenders
guys,
on.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily. He's not fat. Doesn't need suspenders. He likes to look.
Okay.
It's not cutting through his tits.
I was thinking suspenders. Yeah.
It's not cutting through his tits.
It's not going to like slowly edge to the front.
He's not getting ready to stack mulch at Home Depot suspenders.
Afraid to reach forward because it'll just
push
them together.
I'm talking about suspenders with paisleys on them. And yeah, when that guy's sitting down with his crossed fingers, with his interlaced fingers, like listening to our pitch with that mm-hmm face,
yeah.
And we just lay on Guess the Race. For a moment, he's going to go, it's so brazen that they must mean
what?
Guess the Race. Like, we'll name a winner of Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, and you guess which race that.
Or no, we'll tell you the name of a winning horse, and you guess the race they won. Like, no,
it's not that.
We should even say in our pitch, like, now, guys, guess the race. Based solely off that name, What do you think we're bringing to you here, honestly?
Their first idea would be like, hey, listen, obviously you're talking about like a race of speed or the horse race or like that. But I'm just going to tell you my first note before you even pitch it is this name might be misconstrued as you're guessing a, like a race of people. So,
noted. You go, noted. No, let us finish.
The rest of my pitch will answer that question.
Guys, if we could just save comments and questions for the end,
trust
thank
me,
you.
That's coming around.
If we could just leave questions and comments till... Just hold off till the end, and then yeah, you'll see. You'll see. It comes around nice. God damn it, that's so funny. Guess the race. But anyway, oh, with the thing with looking in people's like shit and everything. But I mean, yeah. I would never be accidentally seen jerking off through a window because I know me jerking off isn't the look I'd want to give. So therefore,
oh, jerking off through the window. Right. No, no,
no. It, or, no. I'm not saying like being. I'm not saying being somebody looking in. I'm saying like putting on the show for somebody else. Even fucking, if I'm fucking and I was like, whatever, man, open the window. Who cares? I'm doing that solely because I'm going like, well, maybe there's hot that somebody else is seeing this like hot chick.
Really?
It would never be to be seeing me, dude. I would never have the window open for me on top. Does that make sense?
Right.
I was just like, I just know what my weaknesses are. Yeah.
I know my awful on top moves. You can do on the bottom as well as anyone can, which is just be on the bottom.
I'm a big guy, so I have big hands.
Yeah.
Most women women for the most part of my life, I've been able to kind of make look even smaller in the cradling of their bodies. You know what I mean?
But the top game is really what your game is all about. And it's probably not great.
I'll tell you what. I throw it best in top game for sure.
Nice.
That's where my best game is. Good endurance and everything for a person who gets out of breath quick and can't run like a mile without stopping, I'd guess, in a mile five times.
Yeah. What do you try to do? Base it with one hand while the other rests and then switch back and forth to keep from burning muscles?
I will get on top. I'm big on the... And I know I wouldn't start with this necessarily because I think it's too much.
You're good, yeah.
But the old-fashioned fold in half... Do you know what I mean?
Where, a great move.
Where the ankles are on the shoulders.
Yeah.
That's where I can give it the most, and then hands down also, hands planted on either side, and given the go. That's where I can get the most torque and distance on my retractions, my pullbacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, my probably best like position to go where it's like, not that like the fold up always does seem to me too in some way you're like this is wrapping up
the fold up.
Do you know what I mean? The fold up seems like the end of the game, right? That's when you're gonna give everything you have to everything she has because she's flat surface at that point. You get the fold up, it's pussy in air.
What's she gonna do?
So I'm saying like you give everything you have and that always feels like the I want you to come, I'm gonna come. Fuck the fucking for. So you're still putting on a show.
Yeah.
My best thing would be. One leg up, the other leg either through my legs or just straight out on the bed.
Yeah.
And me, like, fuck, straight up fucking.
Standing?
Not standing, on my knees.
Okay.
On the bed.
You would want people to see that? You would raise the window for that?
Is that what I want people to see? I know that's when I'm throwing my best fucking. That would be the most impressive described by the partner.
But how do you like to fuck? I would say, quote the great Andrew Dice Clay, who says... Face down, ass up. That's the way.
We like to fuck.
We like to fuck. Yeah, exactly. Got it.
Can I tell you something? My least favorite position. That's always very weird. Not even face down, ass up. Doggy in general.
Oh, really?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
But every time I do it, I'm doing it because that's what the girl wants to do. I don't like it. I also like stand up.
What's wrong about it? Is it an emotional thing?
Nope.
Where you don't feel as connected to them?
It is.
You can't look deep in their eyes.
Listen, I am visual, so I do like seeing the body more than I like seeing that. Now, I can look down and see the dick going in. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's my least, it's my position that will give, at least visually, because once you push, you're getting all the dick you can get in no matter what position you're in.
Yeah.
Once you push. Once you like kind of hit body and then push beyond that, you're giving him everything you're going to get. Everything. No matter what position you're in. However, on a visual.
It's all the room there is.
On a visual note. Me standing, feet planted on the ground. I could do it. I like it better if I can get 1 foot up, but feet planted on the ground, thighs together, balls mushed forward. You're getting the absolute visually smallest, shortest length of my dick, which is short. Short in that regard, it's going to look really short. It would look like it's a problem. I'd have to
standing up.
If a girl saw me like that first, I would immediately goes, "Oh my god!" I would jump on the bed and spread my legs left and right. and let my balls fall back and then be like, no, see, there was like, there was like inches more of dick that was just mushed up by my gunt and and whatever. So, however, the from behind.
Yeah, it's your least favorite. Why?
It's my least
favorite. Why? The smell.
It, no, not at all.
It reminds you of your mom.
Love looking at butthole. It does. Yeah. It does take me back to my days growing up. My mom. I won't say why, but just know she hurt me. No, it's a. It's just looking down, even seeing my dick going in, I'm seeing how short my strokes are because I can't pull back that much because I'm not giving full, because my body, gravity's working against me at that point.
Yeah.
Laying on my back is when my dick is always going to look the biggest because everything's pulling away from my dick.
Gravity.
Everything's pulling away from my dick.
Well, that's the selfie shot. That's a selfie shot for all dicks.
100%. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So being on top.
Because of gravity. I never knew what.
I could only imagine the slow-mo video of what my body's doing when I'm fucking and even my most favorite positions on top.
Yeah.
The slow-mo of what my body doing just probably looks like a boxer who's just covering his face and letting somebody punch his stomach over and over again. You know what I mean? Just he's doing no body defense at all and just getting punched over and over in the fucking stomach. It's a ripple effect of just... It's weird, dude. I'm far from the fattest person I know.
Yeah.
And in the fat people I know, I'm probably also one of the more like sturdy than like squishy.
Center of gravity.
But whatever it is still, man, what's on the outside of the shit, what's on the outside of the frame, just in my mind is just going to be the most jiggly, grotesque thing in the fucking world. It's literally.
Have you ever seen yourself against a mirror fucking? So you can like really see it? Like turn and see a stand-up mirror. Turned and seen it? Where it's maybe. Like you just like the right angle, you see the bed, like the closet mirrors open. You're like, oh, wow, that's what's happening.
Or off a TV set? I haven't, never off a TV set, but definitely off of my, if my door is closed too much and I do see too much, because there's a mirror in the back of my door, and me and Christine are fucking, and I look over like for a split second, see, I have to almost like on the next break of like, no, on the next break of like turnover or whatever, I'm going to go kick that door open a little bit more so I'm not seeing that mirror. Now, a mirror over the bed sounds like a nightmare to me.
That sounds awful because then it's straight into your ass crack.
What she's seeing over her shoulder is not okay.
Yeah. That's protected space. You don't expect anyone to see that, so you keep it in a different manner.
Oh, it's such a good...
It's like I'm sure your stomach might be gross when you're doggy style.
It's just...
You're letting it go. No one's down there.
Right. It's just... It's apish.
It's yeah.
And it really is... I assume it would just not be my...
I always look at myself and then be like, oh, wow, you're having sex. Just a moment of like, what the fuck? You're getting late. And then it's like, yeah. And then it's like, this seems stupid.
When you're in your own head of not coming, fucking, does that happen to you ever? Or even say it happens if you take like, you know, sometimes drugs.
It's just gone.
Molly night.
And you're like, why can't, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, all right.
Anytime I've taken a painkiller in my life or Molly, which isn't like a ton of times on either. It takes forever.
Yeah.
I really, the conversation I have with myself, looking down, I look down at my dick going into the pussy.
Yeah.
I stare at it. And I just try to take myself back mentally to being like, dude, remember when you were like 16, man, and you were like, this will be crazy when this happens. And then remember when it finally did happen and you were like, oh, man, like I'm inside a woman's vagina. It's so crazy. And I'm like, I start getting the thing. I'm like, don't take this for granted, dude. Like, live this moment. Be it. And sometimes it just doesn't work. It's just pure chemistry. That's the also, I said, I think I told this on Bonfire, but Christine got mad at me once.
It's recently.
Not mad, not mad at me.
Forget it. It's just like.
Mad at me is the wrong word, too. Okay. She didn't get mad at me. She just got like that immediate, look. It's like, you know, girl insecurity. It was like.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I'm a stand-up comedian. It's really the only thing I am. I do this podcast that you guys will go see my dates, see my shows on the road. And that's what I'm about to tell you right now. It starts in Las Vegas, Nevada on September 21st, co-headlining with Big J Okerson. AriShaffir.com. You can get tickets at AriShaffir.com. Brand new website built by the guy who made the fucking Shroomfest shirts. Enjoy Shroomfest. Then in October, Philadelphia, Helium Comedy Club, my triumphant return, October 20th, 21st, 22nd. Don't know who's opening for that yet. Portland, Oregon, with the Dark Queen, Adrian Appalucci. Your ticket just got a lot more valuable. November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And then I got Dallas, the first weekend of Dallas with Reggie Conquest at Hyenas, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
More shows will be announced later on. You know, who knows? I might do lots of stuff. Who knows? But get tickets for all those shows at arishafir.com. And let's get back to the episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. Come see me on the road.
I think we were just like fucking around a little bit. Like just we were going to start fucking and we were fucking around a little bit.
Yeah.
And like in like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, like my dick still wasn't like raging hard. And she had like a, what's the problem? And I go,
all right.
Well, I go, well, now the problem is that now it's never going to happen now. So we might as well just go have dinner and try to fuck after. Because I go, there's no way. I go, when you just said that right now, I'm like, the answer is so simple. It's like, because I'm 42.
Like, or know, also, like, I'm nervous. That was, I had one girl.
No, I'm not talking about,
what's going on?
Christine's like my girlfriend for 9 years. And I'm highly attracted to her. We fuck for 9 years. Man, I bet we fuck in the top one percentile of couples that have been together that long. And yet I'm saying it's like, but you know, you have to understand, like sometimes if I'm coming into this, not like, man, let's fuck, more like, oh yeah, let's fuck right now. You know, you may have to blow me for over a minute and a half to have me get super hard. Like I'm an adult. I've just seen things. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, I'll get there.
I'm jaded, dude.
But it's like, I love it. No, it's like, I love it. I'm getting there. It's like, that's the worst when you're getting called in the middle of you going like, and it's like, what's wrong? And you go, well, everything now. Just you ask me what's wrong, tell me something's wrong. You're upset now that I'm not hard in an instant. And it's like, you know, it's a bummer. So,
you know who never said these things? The hooker in Tijuana was understanding the whole time.
She robbed me at knife point.
Yes. But it was agreed upon.
That is a. sorry. But yeah.
Wait. Okay. Let's back this up a little bit. I want to see how we got into this. From walking by people on the street, staring at them,
looking in windows,
to pitching.
Guess the race was just off.
You simply aside.
You went. You pointed at a lady. You go, she's so hot, and I was like, man, she's gorgeous. And I was like, what do you think, Pakistani? Maybe.
Yeah.
And you said, let's guess the race. Total sidebar.
We got to make that show. So, looking in people's windows. Oh, yeah. Do you mind if people look in your windows? The double standard women.
If my windows are open. I'm taking out a garden apartment. I really am. A garden apartment in a crowded New York City street. I'm taking out that because, like, you could fuck that up just because you're like, oh, my God, the one time I opened the fucking window, I forgot to close it, and I had to do anything in the world.
It's
like
sure.
My living room and bedroom are, like, facing next door
to
Dwayne Reed.
Day, nobody fucking,
That's, like, that, like, I feel, like, that's a situation that's kind of a little out of your hand for sure. But I do have a feel that if, like, if you don't want someone to look inside your fucking window and see your tits or your dick or whatever out, don't know. I just wouldn't do it. And by the way, I know today Christine cranks right away for sunlight. I get it. She cranks the shades open immediately in the when she wakes up, she cranks them all completely up.
Really?
I hate that. But
in the bedroom?
No. I'm up before her every morning.
What?
Not the bedroom. No.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I guess in the bedroom, I'm already up. Yeah.
You got up before her?
Daily. But I, whatchamacallit,
okay, but let's light in. That's actually good for you. You should let her do that.
I do. That's why I don't stop it.
But not in the bedroom. But you're already up. Okay.
I'm already up. No, I don't have any problem with it at all. Then it's not my thing. I wouldn't do it, but I go, she's right, though. It's like, yeah, open up, get some sunlight in. There's plants and shit. Like, let's be human beings. I get it. I'm not like 21 years old where I'm a vampire. You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, she opens it up. And so sometimes, like, when I jump in the shower, and her too. I forgot they're up when I got in the shower. And when I walk out, I'm like, you know, in a towel, obviously. But if I wasn't, let's say I forgot my towel was in the room and I had to run to the bedroom. I am understanding the collateral. Here's what I would be
of
like.
What? Running naked?
I would understand the collateral damage of being seen by people outside. Now, that said,
okay,
I go immediately saying you're a scumbag piece of shit if you take a picture of it.
Right.
If you try to record it for whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, I say that.
I get the instinct of wanting to for a picture later.
You know what? I take that back even. What? I even take that back to some degree. Because I do believe intention means a lot.
Yeah.
I do mean this. And this is one that this probably won't be very popular, but I think it's very true. If you were looking right there, Ari, today, and there was on that fire escape over there, there was a girl sunbathing fully nude.
Okay.
Yeah. Knowing there's other fire escapes around and windows and buildings around, and you saw that, right?
Yeah.
And you took a picture of it.
Yeah.
And your intention genuinely was to show nobody that knows her.
Right.
Just your
just
couple
you.
Buddies.
Yeah.
And you go, look, this fucking chick right here goes, yeah, I was able to get like a close up of her puss and the whole thing. And you show your buddy and everything. I get that it's like You're going to argue if it's classy. It's not.
It's not. I get it. I would say this. Here's my judgment on it. It's if they caught you doing it, they'd be like, oh, fuck. And they'd feel weird. So I would say, like, I get your intentions fine. I would say, don't do it. But if you did it, like, you're not the worst guy in the world.
I don't. Yes. I don't.
If you were just like, don't do it.
Again,
don't
my if it makes sense, my mindset, forget even something like that.
Don't.
I wish I was the person who pulled out my phone more during a fight. I just never do. I never film like a wild thing that much. I get once in a while. Dude, how late I was to the game on that guy naked in the front of the news school. Remember I showed you that video? Their guy escaped from the hospital, clearly, and he was in front of the news school, butt naked, like rolling around on the floor.
News school here?
Yes. I called the police, and then I started filming it. But I started filming it even then, 10 minutes too late. Before I just to show how crazy the thing was, because that's not my thought process to do that, really. Right. In my mind, I'm like,
it's a person.
We have that episode of your show where we saw through that window that girl kept changing her clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And we say that. Neither
two
one
times,
of us,
by the way.
Two times.
The first time
two
we
full
had,
changes.
Full saw, no, we saw sex.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Two different times. Yeah. We happened upon some sort of sexual behavior.
Now,
it's crazy, the odds.
With that said, but we talked about it and whatever. Yeah. We don't know who they are. We're not saying where they live. We don't know anything about them. And through that, like, none of us even thought for a second to do it.
To record
for the actual reason, it sounds so hippy dippy for something so grotesque, obviously, but like, because you're like, nah, these are the dude moments. Like, these are the moments. You caught that moment together.
Yeah.
And I mean, women could have dude moments, what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Just like,
it's
the
just
dude
for right now.
We're just like, oh, dude, like, that chick's right there. If me and you saw a girl, they were there, I wouldn't go grab a picture of that for Joe.
Yeah.
Get a picture of that for whoever. Oh, let me show Christina this. It's just not my instinct.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying if you do take a picture of that, film that, whatever, because you happened upon it.
Yeah.
We were saying something earlier about this, too. I go, you put a fucking camera in a women's locker room, like, you have to fight the urge. There's no doubt in my mind the guy who did it is a raging scumbag.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm sort of a piece of shit because I went and fucking looked at the video. But, like, I am the guy who's still going to say, like, dude, you really shouldn't do this.
Yeah. And here's the reason why, because I can't stop myself.
I won't pretend that absolves me. I'm just saying, like, there's no way I would be the guy that does that. And I wouldn't, like, condone it more than you're like, but it's a bunch of pusses, dude. I want to see the girls at the gym. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, there's just that you're
just airing this side of not recording things. Just being in the moment.
Well, this doesn't exist anymore. Like, concerts and shit are so shitty now. But like that thing. But I don't think if your intention is genuinely to show your buddies what I'm like, if your intention is to like put it on a public forum and be like, you know, quote unquote revenge porn or whatever the fuck that shit is, or just like post it to a thing to be like and lie and be like, this is my girlfriend. Who knows? Whatever the zillion reasons, you just put it up there.
Yeah.
And now you make it like widespread seeable by people, and it can come upon
by anybody,
somebody who knows her, her parents, her so-and-so, her thing.
Yeah.
Now I go, man, you
know, if anybody has it on their phone, just get rid of it now. Just delete it now.
There's nothing like that I have on my phone ever.
Yeah.
That I don't like erase.
But I mean, through like through bugs. Didn't this happen because they hacked into some system?
So but I'm saying through a not even a finite amount of time, but like some amount of time, as I go through things, and I see them, I go, oh, let me get rid of that. Just because like that fan might not want, like, you know, just on the off chance that it's like, oh, it would suck if like a fan's of mine's pussy picture that they sent because they were cool during quarantine is now like hacked in whatever things. You're just like, it's not my place to put that out there. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I would feel like shitty about something like that. So I do tend to erase stuff like that eventually anyway. But I'm just saying, like, what do you got to show so much like to prove a thing? But you're saying about that where I'm saying, but so at the same time, my point is if I was naked.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In front of a window.
Yeah.
People looked, I go, can't harm you for that. I have no. I would do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
If you took a picture, then it just comes simply. It's like, now is the picture, for whatever reason, they think it would mean something to be like, Big Jay Oakerson, Fat Sasquatch, welcome through his house.
So why not?
Or is it, but I'm saying if I'm just a person, again, like, forget that I'm anybody who would recognize me maybe if
let
you post it anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't care. If you take the picture, even if it's to show your friends, like, dude, look at this fat dude walking around this house.
You'd be okay with it?
I look at bums. It would bums me out, but I'd fully get it.
You're in the right.
I'd be like, whatever. And if, again, they're not showing it to my mother and daughter and stuff like that, that's a different thing. And if you're using it to go, like, look what we found Big Jay Oakerson doing, like, that's funky.
It's like, can
that's
I compare it to this?
Shit.
Is it like this? Like, imagine you fell asleep holding a $100 bill and you're out, like, side foot with just like this, but on your back, but holding a $100 bill and somebody took it. It'd be like, I mean, I wish you wouldn't, but there's no way I can blame you for taking it.
It's like, it looks like I was, like, I'm surprised you took it because it looks like bait.
Right.
That's what I would be almost consumed by. I'd be like, what, how did you take that? Thinking that was going to be all right. I like those when they get to guys where they have like a very thin or clear looking like wire or something attached to a bicycle.
Yeah.
And it's like a nice, always have like a nice like Mercedes bike or something like that. Like the, like pedal bikes though, I mean.
Yeah.
And you got to watch, I can watch videos of these stone for hours. And they tie it to a tree, basically.
But oh, yeah, they
like
can
it,
steal it.
It looks like it's loose.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
They just get, just watch it. Not only do they, and like, I love, by the way, they
it's
don't
the
even.
The gnarliest
like,
eats, too.
But what's so great about it is, like, the instant justice of
instant
that
justice.
Moment.
You just tried to steal.
It's because you go, it's like, they don't even, I don't think, at least, with most of those, they even chase him down to get him arrested. He goes, no, that's what serves yeah, you right, dildo. You fucking moron. You're definitely hurt tomorrow. Like, you an ass over head on a bicycle. Like, yeah. You're eating shit. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
So like it's really you know what I mean that's those are fucking great. So it's like that's how $100 bill taking $100 bill would feel for me.
Yeah.
But I found a fucking $20 bill on a couple weeks ago on the ground.
And what'd
like,
you do with it?
It's captive.
Yeah, you had it. It's yours now.
Well, what am I gonna like
have you ever
you
ever
bring it to the police station? Does this make any sense?
What if like, you dropped in the supermarket on an aisle where you're like, could be that person's only one of the persons in the aisle. Do you do the step and wait or do you say something?
Dude, wait, say it again.
Do you do this okay. You, let's say you're on an aisle. Only one of the persons in the aisle. They're walking away from you, half a section away. So they're like, just to the end of that, to the end of that building, okay. Away. It's walking away. Do you say, "Oh, hey, sorry, you drop this," or do you just step on it and wait?
I tell them.
You tell them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did the other day.
What? Are you crazy?
I don't know what it was. It
You're just giving away $20.
I don't know what it was, if it was a wallet or if it was like so, it looked like a sort of a purse-like thing. But there was a girl walking down my street the other day and yeah. Something just like fucking, she grabbed something and something else fell out of her backpack and it looked like a thing. Yeah. At first, like, actually, the only reason it took me so long to get her was simply because like for a second when it fell, it looked like it was almost like she threw away like a candy. It just looked like trash almost. Like it looked like she was kind of getting rid of it, but she yeah. Wasn't. Because then I saw it was like a thing. And I was just like, I had like headphones on. I was like, miss. And she turned around. And I was like, did you drop? And she, whatever it was, she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And like, she went back and got it. So it's like, yeah, no, like.
No, I mean, you're a good person.
I would not be that moment. Listen,
whatever.
I like to think I'm pretty moral overall, but I would do plenty of immoral things, I'm sure, as mistakes or just like bad judgment. You know, we sit in this conversation. I'd probably go look at the closed caption of the gym.
What if I called you and said,
I mean, I definitely watch videos.
Jen, you gotta
of
get over here. I'm seeing a woman and a guy having sex right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd make it over. Yeah, for sure.
You'd be like, all right. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'd rush over.
Right. But you just wouldn't record it.
No, in a million. I just wouldn't even think to.
No way. You're enjoying it.
I'm like, it's the whole. Dude, listen.
It only exists here.
Buddy, there's a guy across the street from me who daily almost stands in front of his window and scrubs his dick as the shower is next to the window. And he does it on purpose. It has to be because it's fucking crazy to have that. He could pull a curtain, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
He scrubs his fucking dick. There's not a time I've been there while he's doing that I don't look at his dick 8 times.
Because
really? It's the same. Now,
how
it's not,
could you not?
It's not the same thrill, obviously, as seeing a naked woman. I'd rather see a naked woman. But there's still that thing where you're like, dude, this is crazy. Yeah. Like I'm not supposed to see these things with these people. It's the fantasy of like you go to a strip club and your fucking teacher is like you find out is stripping at that club. You'd be like, shut the fuck. Yeah. It doesn't matter if she's a chubby like, teacher.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest hit of the night for you. Because you go, yo, I saw Mrs. Mom, whatever's pussy. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, dude. It's like I was never supposed to see her pussy.
I know it's a joke when they like a hack joke about like seeing like old dudes like dongs in the locker
shower,
room.
Yeah.
But still, you almost never see it. Like you see it for a second, but you rarely do get a guy just walking around. It happens, but like not even that often. It's still like, what the fuck?
Dude, my eye would catch
look 50 times.
My eye would catch.
It's not normal.
Every fucking dick, every bouncing dick, especially, and also because I'm upset, I'm so insecure about my own dick that I would just be like so like,
yeah.
I'd be looking at it and go, man, that must look at that fucking dangle on that dude. Look at that, whatever. You know what I mean? Like yeah. I don't fucking. And it's not like it's so funny when I say like you know like a ball busty person, obviously, unless you're a complete moron, has that like. I never understand the reaction to that. It's like, dude, I don't want to fucking see that, dude. Yeah. I'm like, what are you so like, wound up about, bro? Like, it just seems such a weird thing that you're wound up about. I'm not saying like, hey, dude, you want to run over to so-and-so and look at dicks? Like, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying
like, dude, look at all these dicks right here, right now. And you're going like, dude, what the fuck, man? I'm like, what is the big deal? Like, it's kind of funny. If you don't think it's funny, on the end of the day, it's like, forget taking it funny, take it for serious. You could be like, dude, these guys all have like huge swinging dicks.
You know what I mean? Like,
forget comedy.
They really do.
It's so long and like elephant like.
If you're wearing it out, like walking around with it out, I'm trying to say wailing it out for some reason, at a fucking,
would you,
in a gym locker room. No, dude, I would do everything in a locker room there. Underneath a towel.
Yeah, of course you would. You more than me. But still, you don't walk across the room with it out. Get a towel, then walk across the room.
Dude, I used to
Figure it out, dude. Come on.
Dude, I used to
be chill.
Like, anytime I was in a new relationship or something in my life ever or something like that, or just like a new thing, like I would bring my next underwear and tank top into the shower room, like, you know, the bathroom with me.
Oh,
because I'm not coming out of the bathroom, at least not in underwear and a tank top.
Really?
Look, listen, if we fucked already, I'm like, you would know at least this much. But I'm like, I don't want to surprise you by putting, I have a joke about it, so I hate to almost scoot away, but like putting socks on the edge of a bed.
Yeah.
No, it's not hard. It's just what that must look like.
Gross.
Listen,
casual.
On pure motioning,
my
dick is going to retract into my ball bag. Not, you know, entirely like a fucking freak of nature, but you know what I'm saying, though? It's like my dick's going to drop back because I'm sitting.
Yeah.
With my legs, right? And then I have a foot crossed, so I have an ankle on my knee, putting on a sock and bending over, you know, like hunched over to put the sock on. Like, every angle of that is going to be folds and rolls and whatever rolls I could possibly have in that moment. Standing up as a human being, I'm not rolls. I'm not like a bunch of rolls.
Leaning backwards?
I'm just not a bunch of rolls.
But
forward, bending over.
Forward.
Yeah, it's a mess.
But maybe your balls hang between your legs as you like cross it. Maybe you get a drip off.
You're on a bed. So the bed's like, so your balls are sort of on the bed.
Flat-based.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I couldn't have my balls hang. So I got to handle that in the bathroom part.
Yeah, I would come out with a towel, but I would go back to the bathroom or away or the other room to change. Have her just dick out.
Yeah, Christine probably for some time.
She muffs it. I've seen her muff like 40 times.
What do you mean?
She just like, she doesn't care. She just throws, she's like, I'm changing. I'm joking.
I don't give a shit. Look at my pussy. What were we saying? What time is it? Is Joe here?
He texted.
Oh, Jesus.
14 minutes ago.
Oh, that's shitty. Russo. I hope he says he was running late.
I hope so, too. I don't know. All right, I won't look. Just because you're doing my podcast, I won't look. I should have looked.
Oh, shit. What? He said, I'm here, you close, so long ago.
What? You're here? Where?
I don't know, but
his
he must...
place?
How's
his
he...
We didn't see him at all. We didn't see him
I'm
going
calling
either
on the
which way.
Phone. Hey, are you here?
No, I left. I'm standing up there for 20 fucking minutes.
I'm so sorry. Were you buzzing the bell?
No, I thought we were meeting out front.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Were you guys inside?
Yeah,
what,
I'm so sorry,
us?
Dude. I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit. That's my bad. It was just a miscommunication. Where are you guys now?
We're going to leave here in a minute.
All right, I'll meet you at the stand. I'm
okay.
Like a couple avenues over already.
Perfect, buddy. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Later.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
Bye. All right. Just simple miscommunication. Look at that. Look
just
at that.
Say, look how easy it was.
Friends communicating.
God.
Getting the core shit.
Yeah.
Iron and stuff out.
And that's what you get. Not more. Firescape Chronicles. What do you think I should call this? Firescape Sessions? Yeah, we'll talk later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Let's go. I mean, let's hash it for a second here. Let's think about it.
Yeah. You get it, though, right? It'd be fun. Just do some of these quick and easy
ones. Something like escape route? Just like a nice little play on word?
Route? Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, right. Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Escape tapes is actually
tapes.
Pretty good.
I like that. Escape tapes.
I like tapes.
Yeah, tapes is good.
I did Chronicles for crowd work. They're just the obviousies there. But like tapes is a good one. We do Lost Tapes on Bonfire, but that's our Thursday shows. But Escape Tapes is great.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Escape Tapes. It would be good. Hey, I got an idea for you.
And then there's no... have to get it out.
Yeah.
They're just fun little whenever you put them ups.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know when this is coming out, when you're putting it up, dude, but you
save a few
sandbagging me
with
on Instagram by saying I didn't put out It was so fun. Let me explain. Let me give you your win, because I know you like to get these wins.
Thanks.
I know you like these wins. And your win is this. This is my day yesterday. I woke up. And look, with Six and Jump, in fairness, like I don't really know what our schedule, you know what I mean? We kind of figure it out as we go. And like I'm like, yeah, I'm open to kind of whatever we do. And then pull the curtain of that. And we try to get out one a week.
Yeah. And, it's been going on Fridays. It's like the mostly scheduled. Yeah. We're trying.
My day yesterday. Woke up, whatever. Me and Christine had interviewed a couples therapist.
Okay.
Still a couples therapist. And like it was she was great. We had really enjoyed her very much. And then she said her price at the end. And it was
that's great.
I tell you, it's an impossibility.
Right. So you're just like, that's great. So we got a lot to think about. And you really told us a lot.
Someone said that we were a celebrity to her or something because it was really? Crazy. Yeah. It was like, it's insane. And I was like, well, that sucks. I was like, oh, that seemed like it would have been good. But we can't be homeless to make it happen.
Right. How much was it? You didn't say it was.
It was over $3,000 a month.
A month? They do monthly.
You can get a deal at if you want to pay 6 months up front, we'll give it for $18,000. Then I was like, miss. I go, I mean,
I don't even know if I like
if
you.
If I put that into rent, if I put that into rent I would have a dream home and me and Christine wouldn't even probably need the minimal help we need.
Wow.
even the minimal help that we're like, yeah, let's get to see if we can talk to somebody.
Can you imagine being rich enough to be like, yeah, sure. To it, not where I can afford it, but where you're like, that seems completely fine, sure.
She said it like we were going to do that.
Wow.
But anyway, so
the
that
bonfire,
was...
It's a radio show. I'm sure it pays quite a lot. Yeah. The guy from Billions is on it. You'd have to be making more money.
He's going
to
be doing something, okay? Yeah. So then... I go, oh, you know what's nice? I don't have a spot at the stand until it's 8:30 show. Sixers are live 6:30 to 9. Last time I made this mistake and went to Skanks, Lewis ruined the game for me. Looks like they're going to get swept probably.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to only be 4 games.
Yeah.
So Lewis ruined one. And then the other one was just a massive blowout. I didn't even waste time watching all of it. I just ended up thumbing through the ends. They lost by 20-something.
And then
game 3 yesterday, they just lost they just... are not good enough to do it.
ESPN article saying the most disappointing team in 20 years.
I believe it. Yeah, sure. I mean, they don't have Ben Simmons right now, so it's hard to say what
but
would have been.
Whole crew.
Just it's never been. It's never just been like they're marching forward. It's always there's some talk.
Oh, that guy's smashing those cars. There's no way he gets in there. Sorry, but no way, wow. Dude.
No way. So
he's accepting it.
So where was I?
Sixers. He ruined the game.
Yes. Oh yeah. So. So now I watch the game. I go, I don't have to do a stand spot until 9:00 or 9:30. I probably go on something like that. So I was like, I could watch the game live, so I don't have to get it ruined later. I watch it live. It's a slow game of it was semi exciting at one point, but they lost.
Okay.
Long story short, so I'm bummed about that. 3-0 in the series. It's not going to happen.
Oh yeah, Kemba hit that shot. It's fucking.
It just ain't
going
to happen.
Dude.
It ain't going to happen. And I have to accept that.
Yeah.
That's fine. And then I go do a set at the stand, which, I mean, the girl that I was talking to, that I try to talk to the most, I go, miss, up here, this Chinese lady up front who I was talking to, I'd be like, miss, hey, my new Chinese friend. And she'd be like, huh, who, me? It was like that energy was the whole crowd. And it was like, oh, man. So they just didn't play along.
By the way, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Ha, who, me is a Japanese name.
Well, she was Chinese.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? That was the energy of the crowd. Was like, we don't want to play along.
Yeah.
I sort of require you to it. Nothing else, play along.
Yeah.
And they didn't play along. So it was just a set that was so they chuckled at some things. Some other things they just mildly, it just was sucked.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun at all. Okay. We're getting ready to go do it again. But it wasn't, it's what we got right now. It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
And I came out and then Christine was like, oh man, what a day. I go, what a day. I go, no, what a week. I get yanked off stage by this fucking dude. It becomes a fucking thing. You know what I mean? That's a whole fucking thing. Great stories and all, but it's a whole thing.
That was crazy.
That you got to fucking deal with. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I got to deal with other shit related to it now, cops and whatever else, right?
I can't believe you got dragged off stage.
Dude, so then... We come to tell the story on Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was coming to tell a story on Monday on Skanks, and Lewis ruins the game for me.
Yeah, ruins Sixers game.
I get, by the way, which I loved, and I was so proud of her for, but I mean, I get housed in the endorsements game.
Oh,
yeah. Celebrity endorsement game. I get housed in that, and then when I'm standing at the microphone giving my final speech, Lewis tells me the Sixers lost, so it takes away one of those four games for me, the first one.
Yeah.
Sixers lost. Don't even waste time watching it. And then I'm sitting there not knowing what to say. I'm all jumbled in my head about what I'm trying to say for the speech now. And then Ari remembers, he tells me that he had silly string at that moment. And then just douches me with silly string.
That was a joke. I did it the whole time I had it there. I thought I was going to keep taking it out. And then I was like, oh, fucking, never take that fucking silly string out.
So when I'm feeling at my just absolute lowest, we're just telling the story about what happened, sucks. And, you know, we're making it funny, but, you know, it's a situation.
You were
blows,
so mad. You were just starting to feel how mad he was. He was going like, Jay was going like, I know. And Lewis, you...
Oh, man.
Dude, I wanted to watch that fucking... No, but whatever. And more of my speech. Fucking Lewis. Like, it was like sinking in. And then the rest of your evening was going to be that. You were going to get out of there, eat, watch.
So then you hose me on this fucking thing. And then...
Why
so serious? So, yeah, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
So that all goes down. Funny, I get it. And then the rest of the... So what's that? Monday, Tuesday. So Bonfire's... Soder's away this week, so we didn't record Bonfires Tuesday or anything. And then we fucking we get to yesterday where I said all this fucking shit just kind of like fucking sucks, right? And then at the end when Christine goes, you had a bad thing, I go, no, I had this bad like whole fucking week. And then on top of it, Ari just sandbags me and posts this thing saying that I'm holding up sticks and jump for something, just fabricates an entire thing and tells people to call me bitch. So on 100% of my platforms, on the comments, on all the, I put out like a Z, they put out like a Z-Rock clip yesterday and like a little stand-up clip here and there and all these things. Underneath it, people are like, yo, Ari said you're a bitch, dude. And they go, why can't we just get sticks and jump, you fucking bitch? And they're just drilling me over it. And I'm like, so on top of it all, I'm getting called a bitch all day. Fucking... So I said, I like to give you your wins when they just hit like long term effect. That was the nail in the coffin.
I forgot about it.
That was the nail in the coffin for Christine when I said it. She's like, well, she goes, well, what's wrong? You have this bad thing. I go, no, and on top of all that, for something I have nothing to do with, nothing that was in my control, like everything else. Or not that in my control, but it's like, you know, the Sixers lost. What can I do about that? Like, and then Ari just says, like, that's a reality. Ari just goes, guys, fake thing. Blame Jay. Call him a bitch. And they just fucking did. They just rang out all day long, drilling
Soder me. And I talked about it because he said he was going to do that because we had to, he couldn't record this week. So he just said he's going to, like, start by saying, like he's really mad at me.
Yeah.
And he just won't
I
do
played
it.
Along. I put the thing underneath it where I was like, I got to look into this more before I agree so to do a show, you guys. But it is so funny. But there was such a reaction. You fucking, Jay, you bitch. Yo, I love you, dog, but you're a bitch for not doing six and jump. The best comment I heard that actually made me laugh out. I mean, a bunch of made
you
me laugh.
The video I made?
Yeah. But the one that fucking made me laugh the most was like, yo, another six and jump, guys. Now, like, I'm not watching this bullshit show for nothing. Like, like getting mad. Can you imagine like they watch people watch like 10 episodes ahead? Yeah, he goes, I watched this whole show. If the funniest prank is if we just never do another episode. He goes, how many more did you watch? How many ahead did you get?
A lot. Just interview the people who kept watching as survivors.
No, I love it. Oh, we're of course, so though, but man, with some what I know when you have those grenades.
What it is. This will be out in a few weeks probably. But like the copyright thing we got flagged again. So I don't know, we just gotta tell them to like take off their bots, I think.
Yeah.
They said we could do it, so I think they just
we gotta figure it out.
They forgot or something. So it'll go back up, but
so weird.
That's hilarious.
Well, Jay says he doesn't know if he wants to be part of this.
That one and the Jacob one are the two, like, that I didn't even know what happened till way
your
later.
Your mind would have never come back to it.
Never.
You put it away and it was gone.
But I know it would bring joy to somewhere in the world.
Yep.
That's my way of giving to the community. It's not about paying it off for me. It's about it happening.
But you used to leave. Jacob used to have to go scan the studios when you came in because you would always put like hardcore gay porn on the screen.
I forgot about those.
So funny.
To
man.
Find later when the screensaver came off.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You're like, what? Oh, yeah.
Man, what can you really do to get mad at? Also, as you're like a guest, they really can't do anything. So say,
no,
what?
They can't. It's a complete power position.
I mean, they can go,
position.
Like, you can't come up to Sirius, but they'll never hold to that.
Yeah.
It'll be a thing.
And it's like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Jacob trying to hold the curtains closed as I'm sticking my ass up against like, yeah. I won't get in any trouble. I know, just you guys will get in
like
trouble.
You. It's like, and you understand, like, you have to be stopped.
Yeah, sure. You can. I get it. We're in a chess match. So I would say leave the curtains open, but I get you can't do that.
It's cerebral warfare. As juvenile as it seems, it's cerebral warfare.
It's a code.
All right. Let's go do some comedy for people who don't
let's
want
talk
it.
On the way. All right. First quarantine. Well, we'll talk about it. Escape tapes. Maybe that. All right. Goodbye. Big J. We'll do the stuff down the road. Pretty good. Very good episode. I did not know there were so many songs that have fire escape in them, but it does make sense. It does make sense. The OK Go one was probably the best. I mean, it talks about Jay on a fire escape. You can't get more specific than that. OK Go, by the way, has the greatest videos in the history of videos. I mean, you'd have to put them in the running. You talk about Beyonce and Kanye, Missy Elliott. All have great videos, but OK Go has been underrated in the video front. Just go down a rabbit hole of OK Go videos. You'll be amazed. Don't start with the car one. If it loads up the car one first, wait on that. Start with the old one on the treadmills and then go from there. And don't watch the car one until you're at least four videos in. Also, do this very high. Do this very high. It's a great rabbit hole, and it's something to do with friends. But when you get to the car one, it's going to blow your fucking mind. They all blow your mind, but the car one, I just can't even get over it. Don't watch that first, though. I'm telling you, don't watch it first. Anyway, thank you very much, Big J. Oakerson, for coming on my fire escape, testing out the strength of it, and being funny while we did it. Always fun having you on the podcast. Again, reach out to Big J. Oakerson. Should I find out what his handle is? Yeah, it's something. Big J. Oakerson on Instagram or Big J. Comedy on Instagram. One of those two. And that's it. And guys, subscribe to You Be Trippin', the greatest travel podcast in the history of America. Coming, starting Rosh Hashanah, September 26th. You Be Trippin'. It's going to be fucking good. Subscribe now. It's finally up. And then Two Comics, Two Cigars. This week, myself and Joe List smoke these Cohiba Esplendidos. Those are going to be difficult for you to get, but get yourself, I don't know, some other Cohiba and smoke along with us. It'll be out on Friday. That'll let you have time to go ahead and get your own Cohiba and smoke with us on Saturday or Sunday. Enjoy your weekend with us. Two Comics, Two Cigars on YouTube. Subscribe to my own YouTube. Leave a comment for the algorithm for youtube.com/RHJafir on all my videos. Just leave a comment. Just say Bird is fat. That's all you got to do. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Leave an unrelated comment on this episode. Or tell Jay that, I don't know, something. Tell Jay that he's a more important part of Legion of Skanks than Luis Gomez. That'll piss off two people. That's it, you guys. That's it. Thank you very much for tuning in. Patreon.com/RHJafir. New episode this week. Has not been enough episodes at all in the last month, so sorry for real. And that's it. Let's see you next. Oh, no, next week it's Shroomfest. So no next week. Enjoy the week off. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tag. Please subscribe. Bye. Well, I stand in quite alone in a crowded disco when a man I did not know showed me the door and told me I had to go. But that kind of humiliation never happens on a farm. That's why city living does the psyche such harm. And I said fire escapes don't work till there's a fire. You better sleep on the floor. Live in the mud, there's no need to go higher. Once you taste a brick, you won't want more. Saving sanity's no trick when you're door.
was my mistake. When garbage trucks messed up my dreams, I knew my dreams were fake. I don't know how people gonna live like this. Pigeons might enjoy it, but I can't live in this mess. And I said, fire escapes don't work. Until there's a fire, you better sleep on the floor. Live in the mud, there's no need to go higher. Once you taste a brick, you can't chew and talk. Saving sanity's a trick when you're living in a room the size of a shoebox. It got to me. Ideas and realizations were passing right through me. I did not take a plane, a train or bus with wings. Man wasn't meant to fly. Besides, walking does the same thing, gets me out of here. Fire escapes don't work. Until there's a fire, you better sleep on the floor. Live in the mud, there's no need to go higher. Once you chase the brick, you won't want more. Saving sanity's a trick when you're living on someone else's floor. See you. You look great. What's your name again? I can't remember. I gotta go.